This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wide world of sports. Some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Yeah, today's Daily Ticker is presented by Pelican Brewing Company. With the return of the warmer weather, it is here. Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles now. It's refreshment you can see. As I mentioned earlier, they got the sodas coming out as well. Excited to try those. But joining us for the Daily Ticker today, you know, we have Bill Oram co-hosting, and that's great. It's been fun. It's been interesting. We've learned a lot about Bill Oram and some of the things we wish we wouldn't have learned. But it's one thing to have Oram on. It's another. We got to take a step up. We got to go Media Man of the Year. The great, the delightful. Nick Krupke, Fox 12, Oregon. Congratulations, Nick Krupke, on another Media Member Award winner, the second one of the year for you. Congratulations, dude.
Hey, this is the only time I get on the radio is when something neat for me happens?
Basically, yeah. I mean, you have another kid, bring you on. You win another award, bring you on. Other than that, you know, we'll just keep taking in the content and texting you good job, and that's kind of it, man. Maybe the Cougars get a big win. I think those are the three areas.
Well, that's a rare one. That's a rarity for sure. Good morning, boys. Good to have Billy in the morning. I didn't know he can do that. Is the mustache working okay?
It is awake and ready for duty.
Man, that's just a thing of beauty to look at in person. You can't even look at it in the eyes. You've got to look right at that.
Well, it was beautiful. Right, and then Krupke, he told us he liked black licorice. And now I look at it and I'm like, oh, there's black licorice in that thing.
God, is he 95 years old?
I might be. That might be the case.
I think you've hit the nail on the head there. That's what us and the listeners have all said. By the way,
it's a nickel store.
Yeah. I want to ask you real quick, what is it like? Well, I'm never going to win an award. I'm a stupid radio host in Portland. What is it like to win an award like that? Is it nerve-wracking to sit there and listen to people hype you up to sit the suit and then step up and grab the plaque? And then also, plaque versus trophy. Like, I know you'd prefer the trophy over a plaque, correct?
Well, you know, it's a distinguished event, so it's a plaque for sure. And when you're in front of all the people, the eyes either go, like, to the back wall or to the floor somewhere while you listen, because it's embarrassing being in front of people.
Says the guy who's on TV every day.
I look into a lens. I don't see anybody else. It's me and Kevin usually.
When you were giving your acceptance speech, were you picturing anybody naked?
Mm.
That's like the old thing to do, right? No. There's a lot of children in the audience.
And that would have been awkward. Yeah. Good question there, Bill. Great job. Yeah. Way to just tee our guest up for an awkward question.
For a felony.
I want to ask you about some local sports stuff. Oregon State's got a final today.
Love it.
There's an element of, because you work your butt off, dude. You do a great job. I don't even know how you have time to coach your daughters in the sports that they do, because you're at everything. But also, like, you know, I don't know how many times during these, I know you give him some love, but you and Kevin kind of goes under the radar here a bit. And I think if people know of you and know of your guys' station, how much he's also putting in the time where you can't make an event because you're at a different event. I just, you know, giving Kevin a little bit of the flowers, too, because him and you guys are a great tandem. You're the Jordan Pippen of Portland media.
That's my guy right there. You know, we go back a long time. We've been together here for 12, 13 years. And kind of even back before the day when we met you and you were working for, when you were doing your stuff at Oregon State. Mm-hmm. Who was that for?
Comcast Sportsnet Northwest, CSNNW.com.
That's what it was. And you were by yourself, right?
I was, yeah. I was fat and lonely.
Now you're slim and felt. No, I love my boy Kevin Lund. And, you know, I was in Eugene this weekend to accept the award, and he knocked out some stories that I set up for him, too. And, like, he doesn't really need me. I need him more than he needs me. I'll say that much. Mm. You know, without Kevin, none of this stuff kind of happens. So it's awesome. He's the eye. He's the visionary. He's a photographer. He's the editor. You need a good tandem to get it going, man. So couldn't get what we get done without him. So when you say, like, how do you do that? Make this and that. Well, because I got a doppelganger as well, too. So shout out my guy, Kevin Lund. Off today. He's probably hanging out in his pool.
Spoiled little brat. Got a pool.
Well, it's a pop-up pool like from Walmart.
Oh, okay. That's cool. At least you got a pool. Oregon State in the final. Nick Krupke, our guest, Fox 12 Oregon, the media man of the year. Beavs, are they going to be able to do this? 41 runs since their loss against St. Mary's. They're a bit of an offensive juggernaut right now, but the elimination game this afternoon, how are we feeling about Oregon State's chances to host a super regional against Florida State by trying to knock off USC for the second straight time?
I don't know how much of that you watched last night, but did you watch all 7 hours of Beaver baseball yesterday between the two games?
I think
incredible.
I watched 90% of the St. Mary's game, and then I got to about the seventh inning before my eyes finally shut. But I saw the bunt fest that was early on in the game and gave them the early lead.
Every single one of those safety squeezes, man, were just like perfectly executed. They can do it all. We've known that all season long. And if you're a baseball fan, if you're a Beaver fan, if you're just a fan of sports in the Northwest, that's the thing going right now, as it always is this time of year. So good to see those Beavs get back there. Mitch Kemp's had the belief in this team the entire season. They got so much talent there. They're so deep in the field, in the pen, on the bench, at the plate. They got it all, man, and it's right there for them. What else can they ask for to have one game to win it at home, as if they would have? Like, Friday didn't even happen. Let's pretend it's Sunday and they're going for the championship. This is it. Exciting, man.
What did you make of Oregon losing the regional?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, you know, we're all going to look back at that play at the plate, right? Lost by one run. That's disappointing, though. Right? But that's kind of what has happened in years past. And if you're a Beaver fan, if you're in Beaver Nation, boy, you love seeing that.
Nick, right? where do you come down on the obstruction rule and the malicious contact call?
What's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
What's he supposed to do? You know, if the throw was on the line, if it was a seed to home plate, then okay, he didn't get his butt down to slide. In that moment, you're going full speed, rounding third, coming home. Or was it pop fly? It was a tag, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a tag. It was a tag.
You're giving every ounce of your ability to get down there and be safe, and there was nowhere for him to slide. The catcher's blocking the plate. That's obstruction otherwise. I can't believe they did that. And it, for the fact that it takes so long, it's great we have replay in every single sport. It doesn't even take 5, 6, 7 minutes to make a call like that.
Well, is it great that we have replay? I feel like replay's making us
not.
More angry.
You know what? You know what? Having gone to the Oregon softball game in the regionals last weekend, there were so many of those too. Like, is it great? For a minuscule moment of time, if somebody left the base too early, is that really what the idea of replay is about? No.
Bring back human error.
Just unfortunate. Just unfortunate, though, for the Ducks. And then on top of that, for Arrows to be ejected and then not be able to play the next game, I mean, that affects everything. So just a bummer of a weekend for those Ducks, no doubt about it, that they're not playing today, not playing Sunday, and that they're done yet again after Hofmann Regional.
So I assume we're going down to Corvallis today to cover everything. What does the schedule look like for Nick Krupke? Because you also do a great job covering the Timbers as well and the Thorns.
Well, that's my guy Dylan Scott today. Have you met Dylan Scott yet?
I don't think I've met Dylan Scott, but I love that you're saying his full name.
Dylan Scott, he worked in Green Bay, Wisconsin in sports. So he's a news guy now, but he's filling in tonight because I got a softball game to coach. It's really important. It's Willow Creek versus Willow Creek tonight. We got to get this one.
Dad of the year.
Dude, I coach my daughter's basketball team, and she's 13. And so I started doing this a couple years ago. And, like, I know it's not the most important time in her life, but, like, I'm acting like it's an NBA game every day. And I'm, like, watching clips, and I'm reading stuff. And I'm just curious.
You're scouting sixth graders.
I'm like, you know, I saw this girl. She can't shoot three on the left corner. How much of that do you participate in, or do you just literally roll up to the ballpark like, let's go get them, girls? That's kind of it.
I'm the moral support guy for my sixth grade team. Yeah, I'm the hype guy in the dugout, first base coach. Like, get him excited. You want some gum?
Okay.
Bring the props. Absolutely.
You're not accusing other children of being too old and yelling at other parents on other teams.
Oh, right? My gosh, man. That guy should never be allowed back on a field again. Which is very interesting that the umpire there is Lily Brooks, who plays for the Dayton Pirates, who have a semifinal game on Tuesday. We'll watch for that piece tomorrow. Jeez. Actually, Lily Brooks from Dayton High School, going to Santa Clara. What an incredible kid. And she was soloing that game, that umpiring that game for a 10U softball game. And aggro guys got to be put on the spot. Come on, man.
Orem, I don't know how you do what you do. Like, but then he says something like that, and we're both looking at each other like, how did you find that story?
Like this freaking guy, right?
How did you find that story?
About what? About Lily being an umpire?
Yeah, like, how do you even think about doing that story?
Somebody suggested she be a high school spotlight. We go down and talk to her and says she's an umpire, and then, oh, she's in that game. Good what? Lord. The viral video game? That's you?
Good Lord.
Come on. Things like that happen sometimes.
You're the best in the business, man. The media man of the year, Nick Krupke, Fox 12. Look for that report. Look for his Oregon State stuff. He's doing it all. He's everywhere. You can't imagine one guy does all that sports covering. And yet he covers every single team we have and then finds and gives us the stories that we need in our lives. Congratulations, dude. It's well-deserved. You know I've texted you over the years, rooting for you. You finally do it. You not win just one award. You win two now, getting your second one. So congratulations. Well-deserved to you and Kevin. You guys do a great job, man. Thanks for hopping on this morning.
Hey, appreciate it. You know, but there's always one guy on Facebook that say we suck.
Got a lot of those. Yeah. Yeah, I know what that's like.
He's got glasses on his profile pic, too.
Absolutely. But, you know, do a better job, Nick. There we go. Nick Krupke of Fox 12 Oregon. Find all his great stories on the news or on fox12oregon.com. That's the Daily Ticker, and it's presented by Pelican Brewing Company. With the return of the warmer weather, Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano. They also have it available in clear glass bottles. Refreshment you can see. Good stuff from Krupke. We got an Orem Redenbacher to get to coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.